Well, hello there. We're going to have a great festy this weekend, aren't we? Well, hey, I just want to mention something. First of all, let's thank the Candade Foundation for doing so many great things. And they are sponsoring a private show today at 4 o'clock with the Steep Canyon Rangers, a very special show. And if you want to get information about how to go, go to the Candade tent that's over there. And that's going to be a good one. And I'll tell you what, speaking of something great, I want to bring out a couple of folks. They're very compatible. And they've been kind of, I wouldn't say it's a war on the guitar, but they have been doing a peaceful thing with what they're doing, and they have kind of had this great marriage of two styles here that's creating something beautiful off stage and on stage. Please welcome Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn.
Folks, shall we continue our war against the guitar?
Set is dedicated to the war on guitar.
Thank you.
Someone's in the kitchen with Dad. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Someone's in the kitchen with Dad. Strumming on the old banjo and singing wee-wa-fee-lau, wee-wa-fee-lau. Field 20 minutes ago. Where'd y'all come out from? You hiding behind the trees or in your tents, in your campers? Yeah. Well, I'm so glad we have a moment where there's not a whole bunch of rain falling down on us. So I feel very lucky for that. But I know, oh, that's right. Never mind. I love Grace, guys. I hope it rains a lot during this set. And what a bummer this is right now. Okay. Well, we hope you like banjos.
Here's a little number that we've entitled Banjo Banjo.
Thank you.
totally my fault. It's totally my bad. Oh my goodness. My heart sank all of a sudden as I heard the ruffle of many, many textiles in the audience, and I thought, oh, I did it.
You guys are hardy folk, though, I have to say.
I know. We're going to do a song now that was written in...
Okay. Sorry. I was just saying you guys are such hardy folk. Do you live here in this field? Cove hands. Hello.
So this is a song, we're going to do a song that was written by Lily Mae Ledford and her Coon Creek Girls out of East Kentucky in the 1930s. And they traveled all over the world playing their music in the 1930s, an all-girl band. It was very, very rare at the time. They even took their Kentucky Renfro barn dance all the way to Shanghai in the 1930s. I wish I could have seen that. And so they wrote a song about it, but they didn't... Bill and I were talking about it, and it seems like they didn't go to one very special place, albeit rainy. And so we were thinking we need to write a new verse, and so we did. And you could just listen out for that one. And here we go.
Girl,
around this world, baby, my.
I'm a banjo-picking girl. In case anybody didn't catch that. That was me singing that low part.
I was so tickled when we thought of that. And I still am.
That's why we're besties.
Thank you.
This is what they call in Ireland a fine soft day. But we're not in Ireland, are we? And we're going to go a little further away as well, if I've got the song list right. I think I do. We're going to take a little trip into Flecktone land and do a tune that that I wrote for a trip to South Africa. And it was a wonderful time to go to South Africa. Nelson Mandela had just been democratically elected, the first democratically elected president over there. And it was very exciting. We were getting to play with the musicians to celebrate that event. And then this is a tune I came up with. It's called New South Africa.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And Abby's going to play all of the Flecktones parts. And,
somebody's got to wear the pants.
Including possibly flipping her banjo and doing a couple of backflips at some point. It's happened, not every performance, but keep a close eye because it could happen.
Thank you.
Next one is a song that I learned in China. How many of you have been to China? Okay, that's good. That's a good number. It's a couple dozen. So when I was there, I don't know if this, the title of this song sounds like what most people say when they're speaking Chinese over there, but it's the title is from a traditional mountain tune called "天出来香娘."
You may have noticed that my wife speaks fluent mandolin. I've had the, I will just keep on moving along. I've had the privilege to go to China 3 times now with Abigail and hear her speak her fluent language. But to me, I have an observation, which is that it often sounds to me like when they're having a conversation, it sounds like they're having an argument. So for instance, we might land in Beijing and get in a taxi and Abby might say something like this to the driver.
我们想去哪个宾馆?
And the driver might say,
我知道。
And you might say,
好啊。
And he might say,
好的。
What did you say?
Sir, we'd like to go to the hotel, please.
And what did he say?
Yes, I know.
And what did you say?
Great.
And what did he say?
Great. The translation of this title, 太阳出来香亮, means the sun has come out and we are so happy. Song now that was written by a woman named Sarah Ogan Gunning, and I am at a new microphone now. Yes, I do like for them to set this up for me so I can show you my dress. Thank you, ladies. Thank you. It's quite the bionic dress. I think my son's thrown up on it 3 times, and well, there's just say there's been more than a few beer spills. I'll probably be out there jumping in puddles with Juno later. in the stress. Why not? Right? But I am also going to sing you a song. So this is a song written by Sarah Ogan Gunning, and she lived in Kentucky, East Kentucky, in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, until she was discovered in the folk revival in the 50s. And well, she would take all these old songs from Appalachia and twist up the lyrics and melodies and add her own. And well, she'd make up a lot of songs about what it was like to live in the coal mining community she lived in. She was the wife and daughter of coal miners. And she even lost a child to starvation during the Depression. And she had a lot to say about it. And she'd write some intense little numbers. And that's why I like them so much. I also think she was trying to say something about hoping history wouldn't repeat itself. And so this is her song called Come All Ye Coal Miners. Come all ye coal miners, wherever you may be. And listen to a story that I'll relate to thee. My name is not the next tree, but the truth you will tell. I am a coal miner's wife. I'm sure I wish you well. Coal mining is the most dangerous work in our land today, with plenty of dirty slaving work and very little pay. Coal miner, won't you stand up and open your eyes and see what the dirty capitalist system is doing to you and me. They'll take our very lifeblood. They'll take our children's lives. Take fathers away from children and husbands away from wives. Coal miner, won't you organize wherever you may be and make this a land of freedom for workers like you and me. Dear miner, they will slave you till you can't work no more. And what do you get for a living but a dollar at the company store? A tumble down shack to live in. Snow and rain pours in the top. You have to pay the company rent, and you're paying, it never stops. I am a coal miner's wife. I'm sure I wish you well. Let's sink this capitalist system in the darkest pits of hell. Oh no, my husband cannot speak it. Would you like my microphone?
Thanks, honey. How about that? Wasn't that wonderful? This is where we usually do our big business medley to even things back out for anybody who didn't like that last song, but maybe we don't need to do it today. Thank you. Was that worth all of that?
So you all know him well, I think, but he's been taking the banjo into so many different worlds of music for so many years, and starting with Newgrass Revival and then Flecktones, Bluegrass Sessions, and he's been doing duos with his hero of music, Chick Corea, of late. And one of the things that I think is really impressive is in the last few years he started writing banjo concertos with all that extra time he's got as a new father. It's pretty impressive, and he writes all the parts for the whole symphony orchestra, and he's even made a documentary about it. And for all of you who are writing your first banjo concerto, it's a must buy. Yes, It's entitled How to Write a Banjo Concerto. It's titillating. As is this fellow when he plays the banjo. My favorite way to hear him is totally solo and totally acoustic, which is what he's going to do right now on our son's banjo. That's a banjo ukulele. Please make him welcome Bela Fleck. Thank you.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, I'm back. At this point, I know everybody out there has forgotten all about the guitar. Right? The battle is over. And the banjo reigns supreme once again. How many banjo players are there out there? How many people don't play the banjo? Why are you so happy about it? Hey, Chris. Hey, there's a banjo player right there. How you doing? Well, around here, everybody pretty much knows the difference between three-finger style and claw hammer, right? If you're not sure, I play the three-finger style, which means I use my three fingers and I rotate them to make it appear that I'm playing very, very fast when I'm not. Three-finger players are generally egotistical, and we like to play long solos and show off all of our skills. We have banjos with backs on them that send the sound out so that you, the audience, can be impressed by us and our skills. And that's three-finger banjo playing. Abigail plays the clawhammer style, which is a more mature style of banjo playing. She doesn't put metal on her fingers to play. She just uses her fingernails and her thumb. She plays a banjo that does not have a back on it because she doesn't actually want anybody to hear her play the banjo. It's really just for her and anybody close by. Her style is much older, and it comes from the African styles of banjo. Clawhammer players are very mature, as I've said, and it's very hard to get them to play a solo. But if we beg, I think it's possible we might prevail on Abigail to play some clawhammer banjo tunes for us. What do you think? Can we get a Abby? Come on, honey, what do you say?
Okay.
That's good because it's in the set list.
First, we're going to play Sally in the Garden, and then we're going to play a tune that Bela wrote that's one of the most lovely melodies I ever heard. And then we're going to play a tune called Molly Put the Kettle On. Not Polly Put the Kettle On. Molly Put the Kettle On. Because Molly Put the Kettle On, she's, you can tell, it's a major tune and it's real fast moving. She's just real happy you're coming over for tea. Polly Put the Kettle On, she wants nothing to do with you. She's like, get your own tea. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have you guys ever heard of George Washington Phillips?
No.
Well, he lived and wrote music and was a member of a church down in Georgia. And in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, he wrote some of the most amazing gospel songs for his church. And he played something, nobody's quite sure what it is, but it sounds like from the recordings, it's a dulciola. Sounds like one of those old player pianos, if it was a harpsichord or a hammered dulcimer or something. And he wrote all these beautiful gospel songs, and luckily 18 of them were recorded, and this is one of them. Might be my favorite.
Left to
their cries. But what are they doing right now? What are they doing in living today? Why do sin and sorrow have all done away? Peace abounds like a river, they say. What are they doing right now? What are they doing in heaven today? What sin and sorrow have all done away? He's about by how many of you like old-time murder ballads? Yeah. I bet plenty of them were thought up of or created in this area here.
This one guy back there covered with blood raised his hand and jumped up and down.
Oh! Kayla's been watching some vampire
stuff.
No,
I'm getting ready for Halloween.
I love old-time murder ballads, and I especially love them for what they can do for you when you're having a bad day. Have you guys ever tried this before? If you're having a really, really crummy day, just make a little playlist of old-time murder ballads and listen to them back to back, and you start to have, you know, new perspective. It's like, well, at least I'm not hanging from a tree or drowning in a river. At least I don't have a pen knife in my eyeball. Like, life's pretty good, you know?
When I see that Abby's listening to the old-time murder ballads and having that kind of a day, I think it's an excellent time for me to head down to the basement to do some important banjo maintenance work that I've been putting off for a while. And that's when I tackle the really big jobs, like flossing my frets or putting a drop of 3-in-1 oil in my Keith Scruggs tuners.
One day I was listening to a lot of old-time murder ballads, and for some reason they weren't cheering me up.
Sometimes I'll polish my sprockets a little bit while I'm down there.
And I realized as I was listening, it was Pretty Polly, Little Sadie, Omi Wise, The Knoxville Girl, The Girl on the Banks of the Ohio. It's always the girl that gets killed.
Sometimes I'll get out a small Phillips head screwdriver and I'll just look at it.
So I decided I needed to write a song where the girl doesn't die, and we're actually going to go back and hunt down all those nasty old men and all those murder ballads and give them a good talking to.
If I had a shotgun, Thank you.
We've got time for one more song. We want to say a huge thank you to the infamous String Dusters for being so awesome. And I got to be on their CD with all the ladies, and I feel very lucky for that. And I think I'm going to play a song or two with them tonight. And Bella says if they had heard him sing, they would have invited him too. We also want to say a huge thank you to all the folks that are doing sound, and to Matt on monitors, and Richard Battaglia, that's been with Bela for almost 35 years now, since Newgrass Revival, doing the sound and tour managing, and to Noel, who found me the lyrics and has been helping on stage. And to Helen, who's out there with her little boy Juno while we're up here on stage. I think he might be taking a nap now. And we're excited to just come out there and hang out and watch all the music with you. Can't wait to see Sarah Watkins up here next. And this is a This is a call and response song, so we need your help. I'm going to go, hear it ring, and you're going to go, hear it ring. I'm going to go, hear it ring. You're going to go,
hear it ring.
All the joy,
all
the joy that it brings.
That it brings.
You got it. On this road of life, you have harbored pain and strife, standing at the gates of hell. Oh, but when you hear it ring, it will end all suffering. It's God's great divine bell. Here we go. Hear it ring. Hear it ring. All the joy that it brings. How loud must be the sound to turn this world around to God's great divine bell. If you think you sound bad, just sing louder. Right? You have washed your hands of sin in the blood of the Lamb, which is drained from Satan's well. But when you hear it toll, heaven and earth are gone. Hear it ring, all the joy that it brings. How loud must be the sound to turn this world around to God's great divine bell, to God's great divine bell. Time, time, time and half a time echoes the whole world around.
Thanks, everybody.